WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my awesome listeners. Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, practicing gratitude with our little humans. We're talking about kids, folks. You know that feeling when you see your child light up over the smallest things? Like finding a perfectly round pebble or building the most epic pillow fort. Those moments of pure, unadulterated joy are a beautiful reminder that even amidst the chaos and stress, there's so much to be grateful for. And guess what? We can cultivate those feelings of gratitude in our children, helping them develop resilience, happiness, and a deeper appreciation for life. It's a win-win. Now, you might be thinking, Taylor, gratitude with kids, doesn't that sound like a sugar-coated fairy tale? Listen, I get it. Kids can be, well, let's just say they haven't mastered the art of Zen yet. But trust me, planting these seeds of appreciation early on can make a world of difference. It's about showing them how to find joy in the everyday, appreciate the simple things, and build the sense of contentment that goes beyond material possessions. Let's break down 5 key takeaways, because who doesn't love a good list? First, lead by example. Kids are like little sponges, soaking up everything around them. If you constantly express gratitude for the good things in your life, from a delicious meal to a sunny day, they're more likely to follow suit. Second, make it fun. Forget dry lectures and forced affirmations. Turn gratitude into a game. Keep a gratitude jar where everyone writes down something they're thankful for each day. Read those notes aloud at dinner, laughter guaranteed. Third, focus on the simple things. It's not always about grand gestures. A warm hug, a shared laugh, a helping hand, these small acts of kindness and connection are powerful reminders to be grateful for what we have. Next, celebrate their accomplishments, big and small. Did they finally learn to tie their shoes? Master the art of building a block tower that reaches the sky. Acknowledge those victories. It builds confidence and reinforces the idea that even little achievements deserve to be celebrated. And lastly, help them develop empathy. Teach them about those less fortunate and encourage acts of kindness. Volunteering, donating toys, or simply offering a helping hand can open their eyes to the world beyond themselves and deepen their sense of gratitude. Now, let me tell you a story. Remember that time your child lost their favorite toy? That sinking feeling in your stomach as they burst into tears? My niece Maya went through this exact situation when she misplaced their beloved teddy bear. We searched high and low, but to no avail. She was heartbroken. Instead of getting caught up in the frantic search or dismissing her feelings, I took a moment to talk to Maya about what made the teddy bear so special. She told me how it always comforted her when she felt scared and how much fun they had playing together. Then, we talked about all the other wonderful things in her life, her family, her friends, her playful dog. We even did a little gratitude dance, thanking the universe for those amazing blessings. By focusing on the positive and acknowledging her feelings, Maya eventually calmed down. While she still missed her teddy bear, the conversation helped her realize that there were plenty of other things to be grateful for. And you know what? A few days later, guess who found that lost teddy bear tucked away in a dusty corner? It was like magic. But honestly, it wasn't magic. It was a power of gratitude. By shifting our focus, we can find joy even in challenging situations and create a more positive and fulfilling experience for everyone involved. So remember, my friends, let's embrace gratitude not just as an abstract concept, but as a way of life. Let's teach our children to appreciate the little things, cultivate resilience, and find happiness in the journey itself. Ready to take action? Start by sharing something you're grateful for with someone today. Leave it in the comments below. Share it on social media, spread the love. And don't forget to subscribe to The Calm Within for more stoic wisdom to navigate life's ups and downs. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.